So how do we first get beyond the sense of lack? How do we first begin to create that wealth? And then how do we keep ourselves from destroying it once the abundance starts to flow? The way to really create the wealth that you want in your life starts with step number one. The way to get wealthy right now today is to free yourself from the illusion that you're not already wealthy. You say, what are you talking about, Tony? I don't have any money. Listen, wealth is not just money. Wealth is an abundance of the things that you really desire in your life. Wealth is leverage. That is the ability to have experiences that you have not personally controlled or generated. What do I mean? Well, you are wealthy. You live in a country where there is abundance around you all the time, and you own it just for living here. I mean, you own the public highways. You don't have to pay anything for most of them across the country. You own many of these government buildings. You can go in. They're yours. You can use them anytime you want. You can go into a public library and get access to any book that's ever been written virtually, and it costs you nothing. Think about it. Leverage in your life is everywhere. You didn't have to go out and actually create your breakfast, nor did you have to hunt down your dinner. These things have been done for you. You say, well, yes, I paid for them. Yeah, that's true. And it wasn't on your back that the salt came out of mines so that you could put it on your food. You are truly wealthy. The level of abundance that you and I experience every single day, no matter how much money we earn, compared to the rest of the world, is absolutely absurd. And yet we walk around feeling like we have lack. And see, like attracts like. Whatever you hold on a consistent basis in your mind is exactly what you'll experience in your life. So the first key to becoming wealthy is to understand that you already are. Now, wanting to expand that, I believe that's healthy. You know, some people say, well, is it? Well, let me ask you a question. If you're intelligent, is it right for you to continue to want to expand and become smarter? Is it right if you're already close to your husband or wife to want to deepen that relationship even more? Is it right for you to want your children to have even more, to be happier, to be stronger, to have better relationships? Is that right? Is it right, no matter how close you feel to your Creator, to want that bond to be even stronger and to strive for it? Is that right? I've got a question for you. If you could have more in your life, if you could have more, then should you? If there are things you could do that create greater abundance in any area of your life, then should you? And my answer to you is absolutely. There was a point in my life where I thought, gosh, if I have so much abundance and other people don't, there's something wrong there. That's unfair. Hey, listen, every single one of us was born with opportunity. We're not equal in our education. We're not equal in how much we demand from each other or from ourselves. We're not equal in our motivation. We could choose to be, but most of us are not. Your finances will not change until your core beliefs change. Trying to turn around financial sabotage simply by working harder, by the way, will not work. The reason is you'll work harder and your beliefs like this rubber band. You'll push, stretch yourself out there. It'll start to make some progress. And right when you get to a certain point of threshold, whammo, the rubber band snaps you right back to where you were. I mean, haven't you experienced this sometimes? The only way to break through is get rid of the rubber bands. Expand your picture of your life financially so that what's happening is you're on a road you're always building and one that's always expanding. In addition, you must believe that by building your road, what you're also doing is creating a way for others to travel to their dreams as well simultaneously. So since it starts with our own beliefs, we got to remind ourselves what beliefs are. Beliefs are nothing but a feeling of certainty about what something means. So again, if you've got limiting beliefs, it just means you've got beliefs, you have a feeling of certainty that having money is going to be more painful than not having it. That having an abundance of money is going to be more painful than not having an abundance. Yeah, you can get by and it'll be okay. You've got to change that. How do we do it? Well, one, the easiest way to change anything is to link pain to the thing we want to change. In other words, link in our own minds that if I don't change this belief system, it's going to cost me so much, it's going to hurt so bad that your brain says, I'll do anything to get rid of that belief, and then show your brain an alternative, one that by applying it, you'll have pleasure. Now, what most people do in life is sit around and hope that someday something magical will turn it around. Or again, they go out and just work harder and harder and harder, and they wonder why they still can't make it financially. No matter how much money they make, they always end up with more month at the end of the money. Maybe I was one of the lucky ones. Maybe I just have a low threshold for pain because I just couldn't take it. I found so much frustration in not being able to go certain places, not being able to be with certain people who are traveling, not being able to give some of the things I really wanted to give most to the people I cared about, not being able to have the lifestyle and the freedom of choice in terms of my time and my energy and the things that I was going to have in my life as well. It was so painful, so embarrassing, so frustrating that finally one day I said, I have had it. And that is a great place to get. Get to the place where you've had it, where you've gone through threshold, where you're not willing to do that anymore. But here's the key. When you realize you've got it, know what the reason is. It's because of your beliefs, and you need to go inside and shift them now. So how do we do this? I'm going to guide you through a 3 or 4 step process right now to eliminate self-sabotage in the area of finances forever. So let's go for it. Get your success journal. This is the time.
This is the end of the link. Tony's process continues on the next link.